بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, as you all aware, as we find from yesterday, this morning messages are going around Shab-e-Barat, Mubarak. Shab-e-Barat, the word Shab means night. Barat, freedom, the night of freedom. Shab is an Urdu word, Farsi word. Arabic is called Lailatul Nisf min Sha'ban, or Lailatul Bara'ah, the night of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. This night has come down from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama explained that this night of Sha'ban is such a virtuous night that is second in number to the night of Qadr. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months. When the night of Qadr, the night of power, we don't know. We are taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the search for the night of power. The last 10 nights, then the ummah is searching for the night of power, so that we may cash in, we may draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than 80 years of forgiveness, the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't know which night specifically. Everyone is searching for it. And that too in the month of Ramadan, easy to search. The whole environment is there. Shaitan, the rebellious shayateen are locked up also. Person is fasting the entire day, the nafs is on a slow, is tired. But second in number to that, is a night of 15 of Sha'ban. The night of Qadr, ulama explained, the virtue of that will start now later in the night. As you know, every night also there is a specific time, the time of tahajjud, that sa'a, that ghari, that moment, that time when du'as are accepted. But when it comes to this night, the night of 15 Sha'ban, here muhaddithin explain, already from Maghrib time till tomorrow morning at Subuh Sadiq, du'as are already accepted. There is no need to search. Is already specified. This is the night. This is the shafaqah, the muhabbat, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A preparation for you already. I'm giving you this night. Internationally, globally accepted that this virtue to this night. Where du'as are accepted from the time of Maghrib. Right to Subuh Sadiq, ask what you want. Allah is saying, whether forgiveness, whether prosperity, whether for your health, whether for akhirat, Allah knows what is best for us. We may be asking for something, but Allah knows what is the best thing for us. But our responsibility and our task, our job is to beg Allah, because we are beggars. Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul faqara'u ila Allah. Allah says that, oh people, you are registered beggars in my court. You can never deregister, you'll always be a beggar. But this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the night of guaranteed acceptance of du'as. So the ummah now is encouraged in this night to exert themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability. That is how we are encouraged on this night, read our Isha wa Jama'at, and every night for the rest of our life inshallah. And every morning, tomorrow morning especially, our Fajr Salah wa Jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to our last breath. Allah take our ruh in the condition that we're in sajda in the house of Allah. But this will happen now when we are there every night. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more or less, that person who will perform his Isha Salah wa Jama'ah and follow it up with Fajr Salah wa Jama'ah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records for him the reward of as if he stayed awake the entire night in ibadat. Every night Allah can give us that reward. One sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. Every night that person who reads Isha Salah. Isha Salah we all learnt in Maktab in Madrasa. We had a chart, jadwal. How many rakas in Isha? 4, 2, 3. They say wrong. Wrong answer. The child will write now, and the principal or the apa in the madrasa or the ustaz will give the exam paper. How many rakas in Isha? The child will write 4, 2, 3. The apa will say, or the muallim, or the ustaz will say, wrong answer. But the ustaz, are you reading 17? But he got wrong for it, but the ustaz are reading it. Ask his father, how many rakas? 17. But I only see you reading 4, 2, and 3. 4 farz, 2 sunnah, 3 witr and it's over. So tonight especially, and every night after that, we got over 17 rakats. Two rakats before the Isha, the four Isha fard, then the two sunnat, then two nafil. In authentic riwayat of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam has mentioned that person who performs four rakat salah after the farz of Isha, the two sunnat and the two nafil, then the witr. Person who reads four rakats after Salatul Isha every night, Allah will give him the reward equivalent to reading those four rakats on the night of Qadr. Every night Allah will give it. For Allah is not difficult. For Allah wants to give the reward. Just a two rakats extra. We know how long we are waiting in home affairs. That we got to pay to get in. Allah is saying, I'll pay you for coming here. I will pay you from my treasures. Just give me two rakats extra. And that you will get your visa and passport guaranteed inshallah to Jannat also. That I will pay you and I will give it to you. Just give me two extra rakats every night. You got the reward equivalent to the night of Laylatul Qadr. Then our three witr. Then we can read our two rakats of nafil sitting down. The two rakats sitting down also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to recite in the first rakat, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Second rakat, Suratul Kafirun. All is the sunnahs of the night. We are preparing for our qabr, we're sending ahead, because I don't know whether I'll wake up in the morning. Every salah, salatu muwaddi'in. Like a salah, I'm bringing farewell to everyone. I don't know whether I'll be here tomorrow morning. And we are hearing every day, accident, heart attack, 45-year-old, 46-year-old. What was the last action he did? Everyone is checking now, he passed away. What was the last status he had on his DP? As if he knew he was going now. He sent a message out last week, Friday, in regards to Mot, as if he knew he was going. And then the people ask us also, Mufti Sahib, well, I know I'm going. Well, I know I'm going. Whether I know, I don't know, I have to prepare. Because I have to go. Allah has given us these nights, my dear brothers, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the month of Ramadan. 15 nights more or less left for the month of Ramadan. Ulama say that if a person understands the reward for every day and night for the month of Ramadan, after he passes away, he'll wish to come back to get one day of the month of Ramadan. What Allah has prepared for us in the month of Ramadan? The preparation starts now. So this night of 15 of Sha'ban, Allah has given us to exert ourselves little more. Little more. This ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the weakest ummah. They have come last. But Allah has given them the least amount of amal and the most amount of rewards. The most amount of rewards. You see, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah ate from the forbidden tree, which Allah ta'ala told him, la taqraba. Don't go near this tree. Or you lose your clothing. Jannati clothing. But shaitan, such a master, such an expert, after being kicked out from Jannah, still found his way through all the security. Got back into Jannah. And beguiled, deceived Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, made him eat from that fruit. And he knew that he would lose his clothing. When he ate from there, he lost his clothing. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah. Ulama explained this, ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is so beloved to Allah that they will sin, Allah will not take the clothing away also. Allah will still clothe them. They will wear clothing against the wish of Allah, Allah will still clothe them. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made a mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled him from Jannah. That now you have to leave this place. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still keep them within their homes. Allah will not expel them. So much is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for us on these nights, my dear brothers, to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare for the month of Ramadan. When the night of Sha'aban came, 15th night of Sha'aban, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the dead of the night left his home, the home of Aisha radiallahu anha. He goes to Jannatul Baqi. Aisha radiallahu anha pursues Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, goes behind him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes to Jannatul Baqi and makes dua for the inmates of Baqi, for Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He hears that Aisha radiallahu anha, oh Aisha, what is it? Do you think I would betray you? Then he goes back to the house of Aisha radiallahu anha and teaches his dua. Aisha read this dua. And he also read this dua. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Oh Allah, I ask you refuge, protection from your punishment in your forgiveness. From your punishment through your forgiveness, I ask you to protect me. With your afwun. We hear this word commonly, wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. These words are not dry, my dear brothers. There's such meaning in it. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Why will He teach us the words of forgiveness? Because Allah wants to forgive. Allah taught us so many du'as to ask for His rahmat, for His forgiveness, for His overlooking, for His fadl, for His karam, for His kindness, for His rahmat and His mercies. So many du'as in the treasures of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this we understand and we learn that Allah wants us to ask in this way or that way, and I will forgive you. The words are taught to us, that asking these words because I want to forgive you. So in this night also the sunnah du'a. أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك. Allah, I seek protection from your punishment through your forgiveness. In third para we make this dua, وَعَفُ عَنَّا. عَفْوٌ, forgiveness. What does it mean? When you ask Allah, Allah, through your عَفْوٌ, Allah, through your forgiveness, we seek protection from your anger, from your punishment. وَعَفُ عَنَّا تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْآلَى. تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْآلَى. Mufassirin explain. It means, oh Allah, tafaddal alayna. Allah, we don't deserve anything from you. We got no amal to present to you also. The reality, I don't know whether my wudu is correct, whether my salah is correct, whether my Quran tilawat is correct. In Arabic they say, nahnu al-muqassirun. We are those that are, we fall short in everything. That we are incomplete, we are deficient, our amal are deficient. So Allah tafaddal alayna, ya Allah, be kind to us. Fadl, we say fadl of Allah, thalika fadlullah. Fadlullah, my Shaykh and Ustaz Abdul Hamid Sahib explains for us to translate this word, the fadl of Allah, there is no real English word. But in our South African context, we can translate fadl as bansela. Ya Allah, give me bansela free of charge, something for nothing. Ya Allah, give me something for nothing. Ya Allah, I'm giving you nothing, but you give me something. Like how the child says, give me something, what you will give me? Nothing. So we sing to Allah, Ya Allah, we got empty hands. Joli khali hai. Damun khali hai. Ya Allah, our pockets are empty, everything is empty, but Ya Allah, you give us something for nothing. Tafaddal alayna. Allah taught us this dua. Because Allah wants us to ask Him. Because He knows we have nothing to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need our ibadat. Doesn't need our salah, our Quran, our dhikr. But subhanallah, here, ulama explain that Allah has everything by Him besides one thing in His treasury. Allah doesn't have one thing in His treasury that we have only, which is very beloved to Allah also. What is that? Sins. Gunas. Allahumma innaka afoon. This dua we are taught also. Allah, you are forgiveness. Afoon. You are forgiveness. Tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to explain, تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ. Ya Allah, it is your passion to forgive. Somebody has a passion for something, for a certain sport or a hobby. Allah says, I love to forgive. So please ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. You will make mistakes, you will slip, you will break the commands of Allah. But Allah loves now for you to ask for forgiveness so Allah can display His forgiveness. How I can forgive. تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْآلَىٰ. By asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا. Ya Allah, give us something for nothing. بِفُنُونِ الْعَلَىٰ. Every type of bounty, Ya Allah, you give us. Give us every type of bounty. مَعَ إِسْتِحْقَاقِنَا بِأَفَانِينِ الْعِقَابِ. Despite us being worthy of every type of punishment. We are deserving of every type of punishment. Then to Ya Allah, you give us every bounty of yours. This dua we are taught to ask like this. وَعَفُ عَنَّا. So tonight we are taught in sunnah dua, أَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ عِقَابِكَ. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from your punishment through your afwun and through your forgiveness. And we find in Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. These two attributes of Allah always come together. غَفُور and رَحِيم. Allah says, I will forgive. I am forgiveness. Most forgiving, most merciful. Subhanallah, Allah is ghafoor, Allah forgives. Allah's forgiveness is not like our forgiveness. Somebody stole in the shop, or the domestic at home. We are stealing in Salah also so much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many years qaza we have? How many rozas we broke? We still have to calculate. We are scared now to calculate the past namazes I missed. But we have to do it. Allah said, I am ghafoor. What is ghafoor? Allah said, I forgive and is forgotten. Unlike nowadays we hear, a person says, I'll forgive you, but not forgotten. The wife says, is forgiven but not forgotten. It don't recur. Allah says, it's forgiven already. Deleted from your records. There's no record of it. Who deleted it? Allah said, I will delete myself. The witnesses against you, that will turn against you on the day of Qiyamah, whether it be your deeds which are recorded, your nama, your amal, whether it be your limbs, whether it be the piece of ground that you broke the command upon, the command of Allah you broke on the specific piece of ground, all these will turn state witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. They will turn witness, and we can't deny them. They have all evidence. Allah says, you will turn to me, afoon, I will forgive. And I will display my maghfirat also. How I will forgive? Deleted, no record of it. No record, here also is mentioned that Allah said, I will delete myself. Even the malaika on the day of Qiyamah cannot boast that we helped you out. We deleted for you. Allah says, no. I will do it myself. You ask forgiveness, I'll forgive you. And I will delete it. Nobody knows about it. Just between you and I. You ask for forgiveness and I forgave. I forgave and deleted. Files are all withdrawn, the case is finished. Allah is ghafoor. Tonight is that night. Our Shaykh and Ustaz explains also that a person has some cases against him, has an interdict. Some court cases, some charges, many charges against him, all piled up. Whether it be SARS, whether it be parking tickets, whether it be speeding, all at one time just comes, like a flood. And he's under, he's stressed, he's tension, he's got pressure. There's your pressure, and he's pleading for amnesty, forgiveness. And like such a gem right now, his head is not working. Then he receives a message or an email. All charges dropped. All charges dropped. He says, Subhanallah. Allah did it. This is some insan from man's side where there's so much of pressure. The staff, he fired him into CCMA. And now he's carrying on. He can't eat properly, he can't sleep properly. Every day he's living in the problem. And then he hears all charges dropped. Allah says, ask forgiveness, all charges dropped. All the charges against you, which you can't even deny, you've got full proof, witnesses, everything. Everything is against you. There's no way you can win this court case against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, tonight you come, all charges dropped. Start afresh, start new now. No charges, no records. The records were missing, deleted, burnt. Not only that, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. There's no comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will say forgiven. Someone stole, someone took my thing, some item of mine, and he pleads guilty. So chalo, we'll forgive him. Everything is maaf. But we still worry about him. We still worry. We still got to pay for it. But every month now we'll cut from your salary, from your wage. Allah says, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, I will forgive you and I will shower my mercies upon you also. You'll never get any government says, you stole from Mr. Saz, and now we're giving you, all the charges are dropped, and together with that, although you took so much from us, but because we're so happy about this entire thing now, so we are giving you now 10 blocks of flats, 5 stations also, and 3 farms. No government will give. Allah says, I will give you. I'm Rahim. I will forgive you and I will show my mercies upon you. You ask just one day for forgiveness, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, I won't do it again. The whole year passed like this. Now it's coming towards Ramadan. Allah's doors of mercies are wide open. Especially on this night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to Aisha radiallahu anha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night frees plenty of souls in the fire of Jahannam and forgives the ummah even though these sins may be equal to the amount of fibers on the back of the sheep of Banu Kalb. Banu Kalb was a large tribe in Medina Munawwara. They had a large flock of sheep and goats. More than the amount of hair and fiber and wool that were on the bodies of these animals, we can't even count. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives even more than that on this night. But how much gunas and sins of ummah will come with, everything is forgotten, forgiven, and not only that, Allah says, now take 10 stations also. Take 3 farms also. 10 blocks of flats for you. To give you sukoon, itminan, so you can come for salah. Not that that will take you away from me. I'm giving it to you. So it will be written for you. That you ask for forgiveness. And I will give it to you. Tafaddal alina. Oh Allah, forgive us. Make fazal upon us. Give us bansela. Give us something for nothing. Allah, give it to us. Allah say, I'll give it to you. There's no kami, no naqs, no deficiency, no shortage in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. These are the afa'al of Allah, the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgiveness. A'udhu bi'ridhaka min sakhatik. The sifat of Allah, the attribute of Allah. A'udhu bi'ridhaka min sakhatik. Ya Allah, seek your refuge and protection from your anger through your pleasure. Ya Allah, tonight you become pleased with me. Allah is happy, we have everything. Ya Allah, save us from your anger. Anger, you know, a person now, he has a problem with someone, whether it be his brother, whether it be the wife, how uncomfortable he is. He's got some problem. They're angry, they're not talking. Sitting in the car, there's no speech, there's no talk, there was silence. The picture is there, but no sound. Picture, but no sound. Nobody is talking. My husband says, husband and wife sitting in the car, nobody wants to talk. Passing by the zoo, the husband needs to break the ice. He sees your family. He says, yes, my in-laws. The ice breaks now. Now they start talking. So Allah says on this night, the anger of Allah, that anger, now we know, a person has a problem with someone, the anger is there. They're upset, they're not talking. Partnership went sour. Family problems. And now we invite him to the same da'wat. And I walk in late, I hope I don't bump into him. I hope I don't bump into him. And when you walk in there, all the tables are full besides one chair is left. The same table he's sitting. Inna lillah. How the food is going to go down tonight? But a person goes there, sits there. And he just gives him a smile. Says, maaf. Maaf. And the person whole tabiat changes. Says, subhanallah. Now I can eat comfortably. The wife says, maaf. Husband says, maaf. The sakhat, the sukht, the anger now is gone. The comfort we feel. Allah says, tonight, just ask for maafi, my anger is cooled. No anger, there's no tension between you and me now. There's no tension. Maybe a whole year there was tension. You were coming late for namaz, you were waking up for fajr namaz, breaking the commands of Allah, bad habits. Allah says, tonight ask. The tension is over now. Case is withdrawn, charges are withdrawn, anger is cooled also. Allah becomes happy. My banda asks for tawbah tonight. Ask for forgiveness tonight. We have taught this dua. Ask this dua tonight. وَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. Allah, I seek refuge from your punishment in your mercy. I seek refuge in you, from you. There's nowhere else I can go. Where else do I go to? Who else do I ask for forgiveness? Which door do I tap? They say, when Alim was giving a bayan one time in the masjid, and he was calling out to the people, oh people, understand and listen. Continue knocking the door of Allah. Allah will open his door. Allah will definitely open it. Adjacent to the masjid, next door to the masjid, an old lady was staying there. What was her maqam, her status, her piety, and her ma'rifat of Allah? She heard this i'lan and this announcement of this alim in the masjid. They continue knocking the door of Allah, Allah will open it. She shouted from there. He says, oh alim, I never heard Allah closing his door. I never heard Allah closing his door. You say, knock the door of Allah, he'll open, I never heard him closing. It was never closed to anyone. The door is always open. It's just that you didn't want to enter. How many a person got accreditation, whether for Hajj or whether for Umrah, opportunity is there. I will say, I'm not ready still. I'm not ready still. When you be masti karna hai. I still want to make masti, I still want to be naughty in my life. I'm not ready to change yet. How many a woman will say, how many a girl will say, I'm not ready to change yet. I'm not ready to go into parada yet. So I don't want to go for Umrah now. Give me some time. The door is open. The door is open, but we don't want to enter into it. We know the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to make Allah happy. Tonight is a night to make those decisions. That we ask Allah to protect us from His anger, through His pleasure. Do the amal of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever my bad habits are, tonight is a night to make decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third part of the dua, wa'udhu bika mink, Ya Allah, I seek refuge in you, from you. Jalla wajuki Allah, you're most high, most lofty, most exalted. La uhsi thanan alayk, anta kama athnita ala nafsik. Allah, I cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you praise yourself. We can't praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dua is dua for tonight. Tonight is a night of du'as, my dear brothers. And how many we find in the history of Islam on this night specifically, lives changed. Lives changed. From the gutters of gunas and sins. And in sins and gunas, there is no pleasure. It's just temporary poison. Where's the pleasure? Where's the enjoyment in the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where Allah has kept it there. Hasan Basri rahimullah explains that if you will not find sweetness, if you will not find the sweetness of dunya in three things, then you will not find it anywhere else. If you do not seek and look and find for the sweetness of this worldly life in three things, you will find it nowhere else. He says the first thing is salah. Salah is something you have to look for, the mercy and the sweetness of the love of Allah in salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say, the coolness of my eyes is in salah. O Bilal, aqim salah arihna. O Bilal, give iqama for namaz, it comforts us, it gives us comfort. For us, salah has become a burden. Azan is like a musibat. Azan is going loud. Namaz, eat quickly. Sahaba ikram, so here the azan was enjoyment for them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he returned from Taif, and went into that orchard, into that garden. Then Addas came with a plate of grapes. The slave came with a plate of grapes and they saw the condition of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How he was stoned, how he was battered, bleeding. For us to understand the journey of Taif, my dear brothers. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for 10 long years gave da'wat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 10 long years. 7, 8, 9 and 10th year. For 3 years, there was a ban on Sahaba radiallahu anhum. No dealing with them. And they were locked up in that gorge, in that mountain pass of Abu Talib. For 3 long years, no dealing, no food, no supplies, and nothing whatsoever. They say the cries of the babies of the Sahabiyat were heard in the gullies of Makkatul Mukarrabah. So much of hunger and starvation. Finally they were released, 10th year Hijri, 10th year of Nubuwat they were released. On the 10th year of Nubuwat they were released. That was a year called Amul Huzn, the year of grief. Just released, and who passes away? As a Khadija radiallahu anha. He loses his beloved wife. That bore all his children, besides Ibrahim radiallahu anhu. All his daughters, 3 sons passed away in infancy. She passes away. 3 to 5 days later, in Shawwal, Abu Talib passes away. Internal support, external support. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in, what do you say, huzn, grief. No wife at home, got children, have daughters, and no uncle externally outside to protect me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam finally takes a journey to Taif. Possibly they'll give me a refuge. They let me stay with them. But we know the outcome, my dear brothers. When they heard the da'wat and invitation towards Islam, the chieftains of Taif, send the mob against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Easy for me to say it. But today we hear mob justice. We know what it's like when there's mob justice. What happens? What don't they pick up from the floor? Bottles, bricks, stones, rocks. Everything falls on that person. Free for all. This was mob injustice in Taif that took place. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu was prepared to see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam going through all of this for the sake of the ummah. For the sake of the ummah, he says, in the path of Allah was made to fear the most. The path of Allah was made to fear the most and was given the most amount of trouble and taklif and pain in the path of Allah. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how was it that you were given the most amount of pain and fear, whereas his nubuwwat was only 23 years? Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, da'wat 950 years. He too was stoned, pelted, until he was unconscious. But then to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I was given the most amount of torture and made to fear in the path of Allah. How can you compare the two? 23 years to 950? Commentators explain, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's fear and the torture he's undergoing, was it for that moment? It was for the ummah till the day of qiyamah. I'm already carrying that grief for the ummah now. The pain I'm experiencing now is for the ummah till qiyamah. Then what will they do? They will not see me. What will happen to them? What sins will they fall into? Away from my sunnah. Already he was carrying the pain on his heart. Already he's carrying the pain of the heart. One is a mother is carrying a single child, or she's carrying twins or triplets. We know what she's going through. They're not even born, is it? But she's going through all the emotions right now. The amount of taklif is times three. Nabi Ali Salat was carrying the taklif and pain for the entire ummah till Qiyamah. So nights like this, when Nabi Ali Salat was returned from Baqi, then he goes into sajda. Aisha Radhiyallahu Anha says, I thought Nabi Ali Salat was had passed on. Such a long sajda. He touches his thumb, he twitches it, he's still alive. This is the night of forgiveness. Where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qa'an Nabi rahimahullah ta'ala. Subhanallah. Just last week our Shaykh was explaining also. It's 99 years already since we lost the Khilafat. 99 years. 3rd March. He says how unfortunate our share, our nasib, that we are born in the period of time where we haven't seen the Khilafat. What must have been the Islamic world at that time? We are born in modern times, so to say modern times, where the secular, Christian, Bedini, everything is calling away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it must have been to live in a period now when we had a Khalifa, when there was an Islamic world, where we could see Shariat and Deen. To make Tawbah was easy, that the tide was going towards Jannat, to go against it was difficult. And those that now were touched a little bit, they turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very quickly. Now the entire tide is going against the current, towards Jahannam, all rainbow alphabets put together, different mindsets, secularism. They don't believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in all religions. See how unfortunate our share had to be that we now were born in this period of this worldly life, where we didn't see the glorious time of the Khilafat. But we have to make dua once again. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those after them, what they enjoyed in that time. So in that time, to make Tawbah was so easy. Now to make guna has become easy. To make Tawbah has become difficult. But then for us just to make a little bit Tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah is prepared to forgive. Qa'anabi rahimahullah ta'ala, they say he was addicted to his liquor. He was a youngster. Couldn't leave the bottle. Dancing, drinking, haram activities. Had a group of friends, invited them home. No shame in his life. Publicly he would break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Didn't have that fear of Allah. More than the fear of Allah, the love of Allah. Then how can I break the command of Allah? How can I break the command of Allah? The Allah that is feeding me, taking care of me. Sitting outside the house waiting for his friends to come. He sees a person rushing by on conveyance. And a whole group of pious people behind him. So he asks, Man hadha rajul? Who is this man? He says, Sha'bi. Rahimahullah ta'ala. This is Imam Sha'bi. He says, Man is Sha'bi? Who is Sha'bi? He says, He's a muhaddith. He's an imam of hadith. So he stands up. He says, Oh Sha'bi, tell me one hadith. Tell me one hadith. He says, tell a person like you, look at your condition. He digs out his dagger. He has to kill him now. So tell me one hadith. So according to this time also, he quotes a suitable hadith for that occasion. قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا مَنْصُورٌ أَنْ رِبِعِيٍ أَنْ أَبِي مَسْعُودٍ He gives in the chain of narrators. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَعِي فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ So when you lose your shame and modesty, you don't feel ashamed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do as you please. One hadith he told him. Once you lose your shame, and you prepared now to break the command of Allah, on this night also, mudminul khamr, that person was addicted to the bottle, substance abuse, on this night he's not forgiven. There's no forgiveness for him. Although the doors are open, because he's stuck to the bottle, or some drugs, tonight he's not forgiven. What does it mean? If my Allah doesn't want to forgive me, it means tonight make Tawbah, Ya Allah, I won't do it. That's what it means. Not that Allah will not forgive me because I'm doing it. It means don't do it tonight. Stop it tonight. Say, Allah, tonight is enough. Ramadan is coming. No more. I will not go back to it. That's why we are saying we live in such an environment, my dear brothers, where there's only sins everywhere attracting us. The exposure to haram internet, to substance abuse, the smoking, certain things that has become a norm. Outside the masjid, in the rooms, in the homes. It's become a norm. There's no fear that my Allah is watching me. This body belongs to my Allah. He gave me as an amanat. When we lose our shame, we will not feel that bashfulness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will do as he wishes. He wasn't an animal also. He's lost his modesty. But now to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in spite of all my sins. And here all of I explain that we'll turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our dirty habits and we'll continue crying to Allah. But we will not stop making tawbah. That is the main thing, my dear brothers. Shaitan wants us to become hopeless. Lose hope in Allah. Why should I make tawbah? I know I'm going to do it again. I'm already planning to do it. Then to make tawbah. Then to make the tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And continue making tawbah. The time will come in our life. The Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah explains, Allah has a thing called Sibat al-Jazb. Allah's power and quality of pull. Jazb means to pull, Jazb. When a person continues persisting and persisting, like how the child continues, we have beggars around us, he'll continue knocking that window, continue knocking the window, till you finally give him something. Or he'll ring that bell on that Sunday afternoon when you have a nap. And he will not go, and he will not go, until you say, just give him something at least. Let him go. That beggar teaches us how to beg from Allah. That child, you take it to the shop, and he wants that sweet, his life now is a toy. And you know by tomorrow morning it will be broken, but he wants it. He'll throw the tantrum that even the woman in the next aisle will come to the mother, let me buy him the toy at least. Look at his condition, how he's tearing and crying. His life has become that one toy. This is how we should cry to Allah. Ya Allah, I have these habits. Ya Allah, please, please, please. Even tonight, the whole night, we just say please to Allah. Ya Allah, please. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah explains, the time will come in a person's life and Allah finally will pull him. Allah will pull him. Allah will pull him and Allah will pull him out from the gutter. Nobody can pull him back into it. And the person is still making tawbah over years, but he's still slipping. He's still going back into the sin and guna. He's still slipping again. He's going back into it. One youngster says that every night I delete that app from my phone. Next night again it's downloaded. Then I make tawbah, I delete it. Next morning, next night again I download it. And it's carrying on. But continue making tawbah also. And try, and try, and try. If a person hasn't left his sin as yet, as Hakim Sahib explains and he says, it means Allah hasn't pulled you as yet. Allah hasn't pulled you as yet. Allah still wants you to cry more. You got exposed, it's become a drug of life. Now the jihad is on till mot. Who's going to save me? Only Allah. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ Allah says, remember, I will come between your own heart and yourself. The heart will say, go that way. Temptation will still come in the heart. He still wants to do it. He become a great buzruk also. But temptation will still be there. Because he tasted the haram. He knew what it felt like. He felt that ecstasy or that enjoyment, haram enjoyment. It will always come, but only Allah will come between him and his heart. Allah will stop him. Allah somehow will be load shedding. Towers are down, I can't go into the internet. Allah said, because I wanted you. I wanted you. I put everyone to blackout. So some nur can come into your heart. Black out for everyone, so nur and light can come into your heart. So you won't do this sin. So tonight is a light, my dear brothers. Mudminul khamr, the person addicted to some substance to make tawbah tonight. This person, qa'nabi, addicted to the bottle. One hadith and he changed his life. So many on this night made tawbah. One robber, all his life in robbery and stealing and hijacking. One friend of Allah was passing through that area. He goes up to him and holds him up. He says, give me whatever you have. The Wali of Allah quotes one Quranic ayat only. وَفِالسَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ وَفِالسَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ That ayat hits his heart. وَفِالسَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ That your risk and roses is in the sky. Is that in my pockets? So I never heard this before. This is the saying of Allah in Quran Sharif. So what am I doing to you then? Allah has kept my rosy day, not in your pocket I make tawbah. I make tawbah, I turn to Allah. Now Allah fill his pockets thereafter. One person made tawbah on this night of Shaban, my dear brothers. So whether a person is addicted to some substance, وَعَاقُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, person Allah has a problem with his parents, tonight is the night to ask for mafi and forgiveness. Parents have left this world, the doors are still open. We take a sadqah on their name, Allah becomes happy. Keep ties with their friends, send hadiyah to them. And make dua and maghfirat for one's parents. Here Allah say, do three things. Make dua and maghfirat for them, take care of their friends, send hadiyah for them, and sadqah for the deceased. Qiyamah's day, Allah will raise their son as an obedient child to that parent. Although the parent left this world. More than ever, a parent, when he goes or she goes into the qabr, more than ever, the parent now is absolutely muhtaj, in need of the children. In the worldly life, they are a bit in need of the children. But once they leave this world, now they really need the children to read for them. Because they can't do anything. Now they're muhtaj. How much we can do now? Qiyamah's day, Allah will raise us as obedient children to our parents. So a person has problem with his parents, to ask for forgiveness, to make amends. Mushahin, a person has enmity. The person has enmity for someone. For him to clear his heart. Whether someone took something from him, usurped his rights. Allah has made the heart with his muhabbat and love, not to hold grudges and enmity. Someone did me down, someone took my rights, somebody hurt me, somebody embarrassed me, somebody humiliated me. Look at the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire life was this. His own family, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُفَسِّرِينَ says this ayat, if we read the tafsir of it, caused the most amount of pain to the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوهُ, that a Rasul has come to them from them. A Rasul, a messenger has come to them, to the Quraysh, the people of Makkah, from them. Why it pained him so much? Because you know me. You know my family. You know my grandfather. You know my great-grandfather. You know my entire descendants. We were part of taking care of the Hujjaj, custodians of the Haram Sharif. We never took anybody's right away. You call me a Sadiqul Amin, the truthful one, the trustworthy one. And now you call me a liar, فَكَذَّبُوهُ. I come to the home, you shut the door on my face. You send the urchins behind me. In public, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the entire 23 years, my dear brothers, the question now in our country also is security. Do we leave or do we stay? Whether it is load shedding, water shedding, load shedding and water shedding, and whatever it may be. This was the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire 23 years. Was completely volatile insecurity. That is the sunnah. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. What is the default system of this worldly life? Just to come back to Hassan Basri, what he says, that you'll find the sweetness of dunya only in salah, in Quran tilawat and dhikr. If you don't find it over here, you will not find it anywhere else. And if you don't look for it, and you don't find it, you don't pursue it, you don't have desire for it, they understand your heart is locked. They understand your heart is locked. Now cry to Allah to open the heart. Allah maftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Oh Allah, open the locks of our hearts by means of your remembrance. There are locks on the heart. There are locks of dunya. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. What is the default system of this worldly life? Myself, secular education we went to, what they taught us? That enjoy life. Enjoy life. Obey your nafs. You only have one life. Make the best of it. There's no second chance. That's what we were taught. We grew up in an environment. It's now or never. Do it now. No rules. You have now slogans, no rules. Sharia is full of rules, regulations. And in that is our freedom also. We know the limits. And in freedom there is no limits, a restriction. I don't know when I will go over the edge. And in our restriction we have freedom. We are free to move within our parameters. So these three things you'll find sweetness. What is the default system of the world? Allah explains in the Quran. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Very important to understand, my dear brothers. Because we all want success for our children. We want the success. What is success? What the worldly life supposed to be like? Allah says Himself, I made, created insan to live in kabad. Kabad means strife, difficulty, chaos. Yeah, commentators of Quran say this is the default system of this worldly life, is chaotic, is difficulty, is hardship. From the time the mother conceives, for 9 months there's no easiness for her. It's difficulty. Childbirth, difficulty. Suckling the child, difficult. Her eating is secondary, her sleep is secondary, the child gets sick, the fever. The mother is perturbed, she's restless, she can't sleep. There's no fun in having children. But Allah's system is like that. And now this entire rainbow lineup of letters put together, what they want to do is stop the reproduction of insan. Man stay with man, woman stay with woman. So no more people on the earth. No more people on the earth. You'll only find skeletons in about 50 years' time. There'll be no children around. We're against the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made this world to live in difficulty, to suckle the child. Now to win the child off, as far as we know, when the decision is made, and the child is crying his heart out, and the mother has put a rock on her heart. I just want to pacify him. Father said, don't bring him in the bed, leave him in the cot. Let him cry it out tonight. And the mother has fever, the child got fever. It's no fun. Allah said, I made this world difficult. You know, find sweetness, go to the musalla. Cry to Allah. Make the dhikr of Allah. Read the durood sharif, istighfar. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that you'll find solace. Not now on the cell phone and all the different gadgets. It's more depression. Then to wean the child off, then we find a masoom child, sinless. The child fell down, gashed his head, the stitches. Person thinks, now what guna the child did? Child is sinless. Why should he get hurt like this? Accident. All survive besides the child. The child passed away. 2-year-old, 3-year-old. Allah protect us. The system of the world is like that. This world is a place of difficulty. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam's 23 years of Nubuwwat was very difficult. Myself, I have misunderstood this worldly life. That's why we are striving and we are craving. I just want sukoon. I have a good life. No difficulty, no problem, nothing. So complain, because I regard it to be my birthright, I'm supposed to have lights. I'm supposed to have water. Allah says, who said, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِمَامٍ بِقَدْرِ. Allah says that we send down water for you according to your need. Now we cry, sometimes water shortage, sometimes no lights. Allah says, my system also, if I wanted, Allah says, if I wanted, so to say, I would have given you your entire supply of water from the time you were born till you are dead, all at one time you look after it. You look after it. Allah says, no, I'll send it for you as you need. But I'll test you also, see how you're going to react. Because I made this place a place of difficulty. But you got so used now to the ni'mats of Allah, now you complain against Allah. Now you complain against Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When there's no water, make more shukr for water. When there's no lights, make more shukr for the lights. Allah says, definitely I will increase it. Not increase the load shedding. I will increase now the light time for you. Make the shukr of Allah. Lights go out in the lillahi. Allah will give us the lights. Make shukr to Allah. But now you know, swear this com, and this com, and that com. They can't give us lights. The entire system of the world is running on our a'mal. That is why our elders say that when the ummah will not use the roads to go for salah, Allah will take the roads away. When they will not use the lights for the ibadat, Allah will take the lights away. When they will not use the water for wuzu and taharat, Allah will take the water away. Because Allah Ta'ala gave these things for His ibadat, to worship Him. But insan is not using it like that. I bought a very expensive type of shampoo. I have a brand new car and a sponge and a chamois. And I gave the boy, wash the car. I want to see my reflection in the car when you finish. Have my nap in the afternoon. I go back to see the car and he's washing his bicycle. I say, boy, what are you doing? Allah says, I gave you dunya for deen. You're using dunya for dunya. Using dunya for dunya, give you water and lights for deen, using it for your dunya to make more. How upset you will get. Imagine now the housewife, she went and bought some expensive shampoos and some body wash now for the baby. She tells the domestic, wash the baby, I want to smell the baby, something new. She goes to see the domestic washing her own baby. Import shampoo, how upset she will get. Fire the maid. Allah hasn't fired us as yet. Allah protect us. Where are we using the lights? Where are we using the water? Where are we using the ni'mat of Allah? The cars we have, where and where we are going? And then we get upset. 45 seconds. 45 seconds in Turkey, we saw what happened, my dear brothers. 45 seconds. A man that was rich became poor. A man that was owned blocks of flats became homeless. Karguzaris are coming now. They went to Turkey. And they see a person is sleeping outside his house in a tent. Whatever he can salvage every day, he's trying to pull out one by one. Pull out one by one. Scared to go in the house in case he collapses. Here's my house in front of me. Here's my shop in front of me. I feel safer sleeping in a tent outside right now. I'm scared to go into the property. Took 45 seconds only. Only 45 seconds. Allah can shake the whole dunya. It's for us now to shake our lives up and turn to Allah. So many alarm bells are ringing everywhere that Ummah when are you going to come back to Allah? Come to the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Draw the rahmat of Allah. Is that difficult? Is it difficult to get our work done from Allah? We have to believe it. To understand human beings is very difficult. To understand insan is very difficult. We know that. As those that are married, it is more difficult every day to understand. I thought I understood it, but I haven't understood still. Can't live without. Insan is very difficult. Staff also, I'll tell you, pack the shelf like this, you still do it opposite way. But I explained to you so many times. How many times have you explained by 5-10 namaz in the masjid is farz? Can't understand. How to read salah correctly? Can't understand. To understand insan is very difficult. Tell the person, I'm sorry, he say yes. But inside the heart is saying no. We know how insan is. One is what he's telling you, he's nodding in the head. He's nodding in the head, but the heart is saying when the bayan will get over. Insan is like that. Difficult to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very easy. Straightforward. Allah says, you make sorry, I make maaf. No grudges, nothing. You say you want, I'll give you. How you want it, when you want it, Allah says, dua is accepted already. Before you can ask, already accepted. The affair with Allah is so straightforward and so easy. But our minds have become so chaotic, we can't think straight anymore. We feel hard to raise our hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tonight, my dear brothers, few amal to do. Deen and Sharia is very easy. You might find some PDFs or some wazifas coming, as every time it happens before Ramadan. Give somebody the glad tidings of Ramadan, you get your Jannat. There's no such ahadith like that. Or Shaban is coming, or Ramadan is coming. Although it is easy to get Jannat, but not like the sending one WhatsApp message, because there's no WhatsApp that time. But you send to so many people, you get your Jannat. That time there was no WhatsApp. So there's no ahadith like that. But you'll find different things coming out. Two rakats for longer life, two rakats for rosy, two rakats for this, two rakats for that. There's no such wazifas like that. Our deen is very easy. Inna deena yusrun is according to fitrat, according to our tabiat. Allah has made deen very, very easy. Little bit we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives much in return. Tonight, simple, my dear brothers. We'll go home now. Sit with the family, make a little bit of ta'aleem. 5 minutes, read some kitab. Take this be in the hand, 100 times Durood Sharif, Istighfar. Even we walk around a little bit also, just to keep awake. Because the nafs is like that, naturally inclined towards tiredness and laziness and sin. So small things we do, not heavy things. A little bit of tasbihat. He two rakat nafil namah, salatul tawbah you can make. Salatul shukr, salatul hajat. Make all the niyats together. Tawbah, shukr, hajat. Make all the niyats, read two rakats. A few pages Quran Sharif. Take this be again in the hand. Take our time for dua. And on this night also, even if we really get tired, this was the night where all the mashayikh should remain awake the entire night. The entire night is to remain awake. Preparation for Ramadan. We know when the season comes for us now, December. How many a shopkeeper won't even sleep at night? You got the 24/7 running now. Come year end, we got to make it. Now's the time for us to make it also. But we do get tired. Insan does get tired. The least we can do to draw the rahmat of Allah, even we get into bed also, don't sleep like how we normally sleep. Put the pillow up and sit up in bed with tasbih in the hand. Fall asleep like that, also Allah will take rahmat. See how he slept away tonight. See how he slept away. Wake up a little bit, and as Hakim Sahib would teach us also, how beautifully he would say, that when you're really tired, and you can't make dua also, and you can't make dua also, how the child is thirsty in his bedroom, or she's thirsty, and how she'll call, say, Abba, I'm thirsty. How the father will hear it in his sleep also. Why I got fever, how he'll run. He says, you also, when you wake up in that condition, I say, call out to Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman. Pull it a little bit. With love for my Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman. Ya. Say, call out to Allah the entire night, even if you don't ask for anything. That is why we are taught at least one dua in the day. It is one dua in the day. Don't ask Allah for anything. Only make shukr. Whether it be after Fajr, after Asr. Usually my Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says that the way we make dua as if Allah Ta'ala is a waiter. We're just commanding and demanding. And things are not coming right. What's happening? Why Allah is not giving me? What wrong I did? So Hazakim Sahib would say that is your pride. What wrong did I do? You should be saying, Allah, I did every wrong, but you're still giving me. He said, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Why is that opening up? He said, you should be saying, Allah, I did everything wrong. Allahumma bihamdika saraftu wa bi dhanbi i'taraftu. Allahumma bihamdika saraftu. Ya Allah, I move around singing your praises. And Ya Allah, I confess to all my sins. I confess to all my sins. Sit in the bed with tasbih. And when you wake up now and then, the neck will be paining, the back is paining. You know, 8 hours we sit in the plane. And how you don't get your sleep, but we'll still go again. We'll still go again. So tonight we sit in economy in the bed also. Let the back pain, let the head pain, and continue. As much as we can, till Fajr time inshallah. To make dua, we don't know how to make dua. There's a beautiful kitab, Munajat-e-Maqbool. Munajat-e-Maqbool is a beautiful kitab. All the duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam throughout his life, more or less you'll find it there. For dunya, for akhirat, for qabr, for family, for yourself. Beautiful kitab. If we can read that for the whole night, read that dua kitab. They got there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But they have it on their phones, PDFs also, we can get it from them. Even we read that the whole night. Read Monday's one, finish, take a break a little bit. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, make a whole khatam of the kitab. We've got Quran tilawat. So we go tonight. We don't know whose life will change. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah used to say to his son, "Utiru salati li ajlik." That, oh my son, I lengthen my salah for your sake. I lengthen my salah for your sake, possibly through my salah, Allah will protect you. Allah will protect you. So little bit we'll exert ourselves, and we'll make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And on this night, the final incident mentioned in kitabs, as the Shaykh had mentioned in his kitab also, the incident of Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh. It was a very beautiful incident. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah was a great wali and friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says himself, prior to me becoming the friend of Allah, say, I loved the bottle, I couldn't give it up. I loved my alcohol and my khamar and my wine. Could never give it up. Every day he used to be drunk, intoxicated. So this was my life. He had a slave girl from whom he had one daughter. And he says, this is the only child I had and I loved her. But she had one habit. Every time I would be holding a glass or a bottle of wine, she would come and grab it from me and spill it on my clothing. But I would never get angry with her, although I loved the wine more than anything in the world. But I loved her also, the only child I had. She would spill it every time. And he says, the test came upon me. One is I loved my bottle, my habits, and I loved this little child of mine. She was about 2 years old. She fell ill and Allah took her away. He said, I was a broken man. I got more into my drinking habits just to cover up my depression, get over it. And he said it was the 15th of Shaban. I went home, a bottle in my hand, drank and drank, and I fell asleep in the condition with a bottle in my hand. I slept away. He said, I see my dream on this night. I see myself in an open area. And something catches his eye. As he looks back, there's a massive serpent snake is about to pounce on him. He said, I run for my life. He said, I run for my life. I come past an old man dressed in white, very handsome. And he said, please, old man, help me. He said, I'm too weak to help you. But proceed, you'll find somebody or some refuge you'll find ahead. See, he runs up a little hill. When he comes to the edge of the hill is the fire of Jahannam. Then there's a call that you don't belong to the people of Jahannam, come on this side. He turns around and he just now avoids the snake, but the snake is on his heels. He goes back to this old man. Old man, please help me. He said, I'm too weak to help you. But go ahead to the little hillock over there. So he runs towards that place. And in the distance he finds that there are cubicles with windows on them, golden shutters, and curtains that are covering the shutters studded with jewels and emeralds. Very beautiful. As he comes towards the place, the snake is right behind him, about to bite him. And as he comes near this place, is a call that, oh, the amanat and the trust of the Muslim ummah, please come forth. He says, the little windows open up. Little windows open up, little children come out from there. Little children come out from there and they see this person, Malik bin Dinar, almost in the mouth of the snake. The one child calls out, quickly, all of you come out. Possibly he has a trust that Allah has kept here for him. Come and deliver him and save him. And he sees, just out of the one of his cubicles, little daughter comes out. She jumps onto like a swing and she comes towards him. She grabs hold of his kurta, so to say, and she just tells the snake to move away. And he says, who are you? He says, I'm your little daughter. Who are these children? These are the amanat and the trust of the Muslim ummah, those couples that lost their children in infancy. Allah Ta'ala has stored them over here, has trust for them on the day of Qiyamah. Why are you kept here? He says, oh my beloved father, hasn't the time come for you to change your life now? Hasn't the time come for you to change your life? Say, my sleep, I begin to cry, get emotional. He says, what are you doing here? He says, Allah has kept us here as an amanat and trust for the Muslim ummah on the day of Qiyamah. When the Muslim ummah will be on the plains of Qiyamah, then Allah will allow us to go to our parents and hold their hands and take them to Jannah. Oh my father, change your life now. Say, I woke up in the cry of mine. Say, I made the tawbah of my life. He said, when I saw the date, 15th of Shaban, became the greatest wali and the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight we can make decisions, my dear brothers. The entire year has gone. How many salah I missed? How many times I avoided the masjid? Now I have 15 days before the month of Ramadan, my life ahead. When the call will come, now I run for my Allah. The call will come, I run for my Allah. People are running for everything else right now. Now Allah, I'll run for you. Little Quran a day, dhikr a day. Keep good company. Come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to our livelihood, how Allah will give it, as I explained, if there had to be an Islamic country, we would have seen the system of an Islamic country. What is the Islamic system of earning a livelihood? I will conclude on this. Just to understand, today we only know one way. As if now this is divine, that you have to do from class 1 to so and so grade, and you have to do this. Nobody asked and questioned, what is the Shari'i way? What is the Quranic way? What was the environment in Medina Munawwara? How did they earn a living? Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for me. He said, I buried with my own hands 125 of my own descendants. 125 of my own hands. I never worked a single day. I never worked a single day. When it comes to our countries like Afghanistan, ulama say that in Afghanistan they may not be very rich, but there's no starvation. There's plenty of food. Now a jamaat went to Pakistan, one entire street only of fruits. A certain alim asked me, do you get a street like this only of fruits? I said, we have to look for those corners. Say, all those fruits came from Afghanistan. Just in 2 years, they say 12.8 billion Afghani currency they made only in taxes and customs. $1.1 billion. Islamic way. Halal. What is the Islamic system? Ali radiallahu anhu was sitting outside the house. Before that he worked for the day. He earned 6 rotis. He brought the rotis home. Sent it inside to the house. It was Fatima radiallahu anha. Sitting outside making dhikr, whatever it was. Beggar comes, give me something in the name of Allah. He sends a message inside, send the 6 rotis. As Fatima reminds him, this is the only food we have tonight. So send it still. Allah will provide. He gives the rotis away, 6 pieces of rotis. No food for tonight. There's no way that you can order food, anything. That was only food for the night. He's sitting there, Allah will send it. You do the good deed, Allah will multiply it. This was the Islamic state. And how Sahaba Ikram earned their livelihood. Now Allah Ta'ala fed them. Another Sahabi walks past with his camel. Are you selling your camel? Yes. How much? 60 dirhams, 60 silver coins. I purchased it, leave it here. He ties the camel, he says, I'll pay you, I take it on credit. Another Sahabi walks past, oh Ali radiallahu anhu, beautiful camel, beautiful animal. Are you selling it? Yes. How much? 120. Deal done. Gives him cash, 120. Says Hassan Hussain radiallahu anhuma, take this 60 dirhams and pay the original seller. And take this 60 and give it to your mother as a Fatima. So when they take the 60 dirhams inside, and he says, do you understand now? Man jaa bil hasana falahu ashrum thaliha. One good deed Allah multiplies by 10. You gave 6 rotis, Allah gave you 60 silver coins. How many rotis you can buy now? The Hassan Hussain Abdullah bin Ja'far are returning from Makkah al-Mukarramah, going to Medina Munawwara. They pass by old lady's house. They stop there, they are hungry. Holy hostess, you say, by all means. They say, we are Banu Hashim. We are royal family, Ahle Bayt. He says, Ahlan wa Sahlan, welcome. Do you have anything to give us to drink? Nothing. Just this old goat doesn't have any milk also. Bismillah, bring the goat. They milk the goat, they drank the milk. Do you have any meat? Nothing. Only this goat. Can we slaughter it? He said, by all means, you allow. Yes, you'll have a haqq and right upon me. This was the ikram they had. This earned them the rosy. They slaughtered the goat, the only goat she has. Staying right in the desert. They slaughtered the goat, she cooks the meat, she hosts them. Then they leave. Husband comes back. Where's the goat? Royal family came. They told me they are Hashimis. Husband gets upset. You believe them? She said, yes. And they told her before they left, that if you come to Medina Munawwara, then call upon us, we'd like to repay you. This only ikram, this one amal of deen only, ikram, being kind to someone. They fall into hard times, this old couple. They come to Madinatul Munawwara. They begin to gather wood, tie wood, firewood, and they would sell in the marketplace as an old couple. Hassan radiallahu anhu is sitting in his home, door is open, he sees the old lady passing by. Tells the khadim, attendant, call this old lady. Do you remember me? I can't remember you. You stopped by your house, you sorted the goat, you fed us. She said, my memory fails me. Anyway, we'd like to repay you. He tells his khadim, his attendant, bring 1,000 goats and 1,000 gold coins and give this old lady. He said, go to my brother Hussein. She goes there, how much my brother gave you? 1,000. He tells his khadim, give her 1,000 gold coins, 1,000 goats. Go to our cousin Abdullah bin Ja'far, he was also with us. Goes to him. How much my cousins gave you? He tells his khadim, give her 2,000 gold coins, 2,000 Kruger rands, and 2,000 goats. For Qurbani, a person has a farm of 300 goats, he says, Subhanallah. You're working on the Prophet already. 4,000 goats, one hit Allah Ta'ala gave her. 4,000 gold coins, and one goat she slaughtered. In the name of Allah for the mihman. This was the Islamic environment. Allah Ta'ala fed Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and many thereafter. So for us tonight, my dear brothers, to take out a little bit extra time. To go home, freshen up a little bit, take out the time. We find the women, Masurat, mashallah, they have himmat, they sleep on the musalla also. They sleep on the musalla. Mu'aza, Adawiyya, rahimahullah ta'ala, lost her husband in the battlefield. He said, for more than 20 years thereafter, she never slept on the bed. She lost her husband, she never slept on the bed, she slept on the musalla every night. The worship of Allah. Finally, that morning, when she was lying on the musalla, she hears somebody opening the front door. She looks up and she sees her husband. It was a shaheed. She sees her husband. She said, I've been waiting for you. She said, Allah Ta'ala has made a nikah in Jannat. She reads the kalima and on the musalla she passes away. So we have these moments, my dear brothers, before the month of Ramadan. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah, find someone that can hold our hand and take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. keep to the masjid, good company. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. And if we have any debts with Allah, our zakat, check it up. Our salah, our rozas we haven't kept. So tonight calculate it at least. And put it before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Put it before Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Who Allah will accept tonight, Allah accepted many. And Allah will accept many more inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا أو كريم رحيم الله most kind الله most merciful الله Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Rahmat, Ya Forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it supersedes your anger and your wrath, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, this is the night of the 15th of Sha'aban, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahmat, and your doors are open of forgiveness, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the sinners have turned to you in tawbah and repentance, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with our begging bowls, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are empty, Ya Allah. The pockets are empty, Ya Allah. We have nothing to offer. Ya Allah, tafaddal alayna. Ya Allah, give us free of charge, O my Allah. O my Allah, forgive us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Forgive us all our sins, O my Allah. The sins of the day, the sins of the night. The sins knowingly, unknowingly, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we ate your bounties, we drank your bounties, O my Allah. And you broke your commands, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you love us so much, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us that muhabbat in our hearts to love you more than anything else in the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your true servants and your true abideen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we worship you in a way that is pleasing to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O my Allah. Forgive our wives and our children, O my Allah. Forgive our parents and grandparents. And entire Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, unite the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us muhabbat in our hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the reality of the life of the hereafter, O my Allah. That is a place to aspire for, to work for. O my Allah, give us understanding of the deception of this worldly life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rosy easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram, O my Allah. Save us from your disobedience, O my Allah. Keep us in your obedience, O my Allah. Make our rosy very easy for us. Ya Allah, save us from haram. Give us plenty of halal, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we are addicted to any haram substance. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, tonight oh my Allah, through your qudrat, through your power, through your sifat and your power of jazb and pull, oh my Allah, pull us tonight oh my Allah, Ya Allah, pull us tonight oh my Allah, pull us tonight oh my Allah, or else shaitan and nafs will pull us, Ya Allah, towards the gutters of sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, how many more years will come out in sins and gunas, Ya Allah, thinking that this is life, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us, Ya Allah, the best of guides, oh my Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, make us amongst the ashiqeen, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, to fail and sidqa of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, forgive us, oh my Allah, pull us towards you. Make us amongst your friends and awliya, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Purify our hands, our intentions, our minds, our eyes, our tongues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your obedience, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, if we have any enmity in our hearts for anyone, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, remove the enmity from our hearts, Ya Allah, give us free hearts, Ya Allah, give us well-wishing for every single person in the world, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, keep us da'afiyat, sihat and salamat, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from breaking your commandments, oh my Allah, from abandoning the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, there are very few days left for the beautiful month of Ramadan, oh my Allah, that month which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam waited for dearly, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, give us a love for the month of Ramadan, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, where Tarawih will take place, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Sayri and Iftari, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with Ziyarat wa Haramain Sharifain, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, to stand behind the Imams in the Haram, O Kareem Rahim, and listen to Quran Tilawat. Ya Allah, give us love, Ya Allah, O Baytullah. Ya Allah, for the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. To be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, with Sahaba Ikram had any problem, O my Allah. Whether it be their passions, be they be the lust, O my Allah. Whether it be some problem in the home, O my Allah. They had the shul of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to cry upon. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they would go and cool their eyes, Ya Allah, to look at the beautiful face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we are drowning in gunas and sins. Ya Allah, our lust and our habits. Oh my Allah, where do we go to? Oh my Allah, who do we tell? Oh my Allah.
Who do we speak to, may Allah? To whom do we open our hearts and our files to? Oh may Allah, we only have you, may Allah. We only have you, may Allah. We haven't seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do you believe in him? Ya Allah, we love him, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. The day of Qiyamah, keep us close to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. It shouldn't be that he chases away from the Hawd al-Kawthar. Ya Allah, forgive us before that time. Make us, I mean, his Jamaat, O my Allah. The Jamaat of Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. O my Allah, keep us upon the haqq and the truth, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us 5 times musalli in the masjid, O my Allah. We read Quran daily. Ya Allah, we take your name with love every day. Ya Allah, we collect our affairs, O my Allah. Our business dealings, our zakat, our salah, and all our a'mal. And ya Allah, we reach you in a condition that you are happy with us. Ya Allah, that you are happy with us. Ya Allah, that your anger is upon us. And that you will take us to task. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Ghafur Rahim, Ya Ghafur Wadud. Ya Allah, you love to forgive him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to show your mercies. Ya Allah, we ask you without any istihqaq, without being deserving, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, be kind to us. Ya show us with your mercies, Ya Allah. Keep us in your rahmat, with afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Ya Allah, anyone we have hurt, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us and repay them, O my Allah. Recompensate them, O my Allah. Whether it be our parents, whether it be our spouses, whether it be some associate, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, whether knowingly or unknowingly, shouldn't be on the day of Qiyamah, they have a case against us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Clear our files before we meet you, O my Allah. Give us tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Make us among your awliya and your friends. Make salah easy for us, O my Allah. Make roza easy for us, O my Allah. Quran tilawat easy for us. Ya Allah, make it difficult for us to disobey you today, gunas and sins, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties you have showered upon us. Ya Allah, the ni'mat of Iman, the ni'mat of Islam. Ya Allah, you saved our heads from making sajda to anyone besides you. Ya Allah, you saved us from the churches and the temples. You brought us and you made us yours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us yours till our last breath. Ya Allah, don't let us go. Ya Allah, don't let us go anywhere else. Ya Allah, keep us close to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We thank you for the ni'mat of Iman, for the ni'mat of Islam, for the ni'mat of being ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Ya Allah, you have taken the responsibility of sustenance in your control, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for the food that you have given us, O my Allah, for the shelter that you have given us. O my Allah, you've tested our brothers and sisters in different parts of the world, O my Allah. Be it in Turkey, in Syria, in Kashmir, in India, in Palestine, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Muslim brothers, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't have shelter, Ya Allah, shelter them. They don't have clothes, clothe them. They don't have food, Ya Allah, feed them. Ya Allah, how will they take out their month of Ramadan, O my Kareem Rahim Allah? Ya Allah, the only reason they're being tested because they believe in you, may Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen them, Ya Allah. Keep them close to you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the yatim, Ya Allah, the widows, O my Allah. Those that have lost their families, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be with them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove their grief and their pain, Ya Allah. Make it easy, Ya Allah, protect them and shelter them. Ya Allah, keep us with afiyat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, spread deen in the four corners of the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make every country an Islamic country, O my Allah. Let the kuffar come towards Islam because of our character, our أخلاق وكريم رحيم الله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك